Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, Thunder fans? It's your boy Dylan coming to you with an ad from our sponsor. We are part of the Believe Podcast Network, and so we are coming at you with our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the run to the roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. You know, my neck of the woods in Kentucky. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code BLEAV. That is all capital letters, BLEAV, or BLEAV, or BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Enjoy the pod. All right, guys, so as I said in the last pod, this is part two. We went a little long on recording, but we've got a lot of great conversations coming up in this one. We do Tankathon Sims. We do five of them, in which we talk about the different scenarios where we might pick with our first pick, our second pick, the different philosophies we have with, you know, who we might take with the first compared to the second. Just a lot of good discussion, I feel like. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And without further ado, part two. So, guys, I'm going to share my screen with you here. Ta-da. Welcome to...
Holy
cow. Yeah, hold on.
If you could... Okay, so for y'all who can't, for you guys who can't see this, it's literally a screen with like 3, 5, maybe there's 10 slots for an icon that are missing. The rest of the screen is nothing but folders, basically.
Oh my gosh, this is horrible.
And a Thunder Chats logo. Like,
God, I love it. Cracks me up.
Dude.
Organize your life, homie.
This is the computer equivalent of his phone having 137 unread text messages, 58,000 unread emails. This is the computer desktop equivalent of that. So,
do you want to update right now? I have 20 Twitter notifications, 185 unread text messages, 136 missed calls. 17,134.
Bro, why are you ghosting
Wait. How many missed text messages?
185.
Text messages?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Like, you could literally have a text message on there that says, like, Dylan, your cousin Mark passed away, you know, yesterday. And it was, like, from 3 months ago.
No,
nah, man.
See, like, some, like, a lot of these are like I've seen them come across, and they just don't warrant a response. Or a lot of them's like Papa John's, like, sending me like an ad or something like that. So
I see. So when I finally get a response like 2 hours later, that means you've seen it, but it doesn't warrant a response at that moment. Got you.
But also, when I'm at work and I'm driving and I'm using my Google Maps, and like I just have my Google Maps open. If I get a text message and I see the banner, like, and I see it, then I know I have a text message. But if I don't see that banner, I don't get a note, like, you know,
That's where the red bubbles come from. I don't see it.
That is wild.
Yeah.
See, so, like me, I'm the opposite, man. I can't see that. I can't see that red number that, you know, I need to get that off of that app. I can't see that red number.
I think it's
there hilarious. Literally are only two types of people, right?
That's
the
true.
People
that's
that have very, nothing, no true. Notifications, and the people that just let it run.
Let it ride, yeah, man. Let true. It build. Well, boys, we are on Tankathon now. I'm sharing it with you guys so you can see as well. Make sure I'm not cheating or anything.
9 days, 19 hours, 33 minutes, 43 seconds until the draft lottery.
42, 41, 30. Oh, whoa, it just jumped from 40 to 39. Did anybody see that? Like, it went straight from 41 to 39.
There was a lag. There's probably like an internet lag.
Okay.
We're in the Matrix.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It makes sense. But yeah, we're going to do, let's say five. We'll do five lottery sims, and we can just kind of go through and, you know, see what everybody takes. And
Live reaction.
Hey, hold on. Go to mock draft and click it there. And then, because then they draft in front of us, and then we could just say, like, whatever.
Yeah, but, you know what like, I mean? their players are kind of locked in. Like, no matter and what you do in the lottery, they stay in the same order, see?
Yeah, oh, well, we'll pick it for everyone and not just us.
Yeah, because we got to see who's there when we pick.
We'll check to see when they updated. I think they have. Then I don't think they've updated in like 3 weeks. As far as the players,
2 days ago.
Position. 2 days ago.
Well, I'll shut up then. 2 days ago.
Yeah, let's just use theirs, man.
Oh God, Moles. But then we're just stuck with who they get. That's no fun.
All right.
I'm just looking at.
Are we doing both lottery picks, or are we just doing our first one?
We'll do both. We'll be quick about theirs. We won't do much delegating.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. First lottery. Ready? All right. Not good. Ugh. So we dropped to 5 and 12. So Houston gets number one. I think they're going to take Paolo because there's ties to Jalen Green and Paolo. And I think it makes a lot of sense because Kevin Porter Jr. is not it as the second scorer. They only have a second scorer next to Jalen Green. So I think Paolo would make a lot of sense there personally. Who do you think Orlando takes, Alex?
If it's Paolo number one, it's going to be Chet number two.
Yep.
Easily.
Moles, Pistons?
I think the Pistons. Oof. I'm going to throw a curveball. I think that the Pistons would take Jaden Ivey.
Okay. I can see it.
A guy to take some pressure off of Cade. Yeah.
Yeah. I King's got number one in one of my picks in the article. And I said Chet Holmgren. And then I put in parentheses. I'm tempted to put like, I forgot who I put. I put like some random guy. I was like, cause Kings are getting Kings. But I think that if Jabari is there, I think the Kings should and probably would take him. I think that he would help out with Fox and Sabonis, you know, provide some gravity because those guys put a lot of pressure on the rim. And then it comes to us at number five. And this is where I think we take Shaedon Sharpe, guys.
Agreed.
Okay. Hey, that was easy. Pacers, I think they take Keegan Murray. I just think kind of makes sense there.
That feels like such a fit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Portland, I think they might take Jalen Duren or AJ Griffin. Who do you guys think?
I think they go Johnny Davis.
Oh, okay. There. Johnny Davis, yeah. Love.
I just another guard, another person to help facilitate with Dame, especially if they're still building around Dame. It just, he's a guy that can contribute right away. They want to compete quickly.
I think they would go Duren here. Because what's his name is a free agent.
Nurkic.
Yeah.
So I think instead of giving him another big payday, if they want to go ahead and keep some flexibility, I think they would take Duren here.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I'm going to go back to just designating a pick for each person so we don't have discourse on it. So I did Pacers. So We'll go Alex on this one. We'll give him Duren. And then Moles, we're going to go to you eight. Who do you think the Pelicans would take in this situation?
Pels, man. I'm gonna go with I'll go with AJ Griffin Jr. AJ. Yeah.
Sounds like that'd be great. Jojo.
Just because he's a potential fit. They got a lot of guys that need the ball anyway. So
yeah, take another Duke player that has injury concerns. Why not?
What could go wrong?
Yeah. San Antonio Spurs, you know, Wrecker was talking about he really liked this fit a lot in the pod. Actually, I think I'm going to sway here. I think I'm going to go Mark Williams because he's a highly intelligent defender. I want to say Jakob Poeltl is on the final year of his contract. And I think that, you know, given his production on the defensive end the past couple of years, I think that he could stand to make a little bit of a payday. So, you know, this just gives you some Jakob Poeltl insurance. Get a little bit younger, get a little bit longer too, 7'7" wingspan. So I could see it. And going to Alex for the Wizards at 10.
Yeah, so I think this is where they take Dyson Daniels.
Dang it, Alex.
I mean, I know you want Dyson Daniels at 12, but I just think he's way too talented to, like, fall that far. Like, I think if the Thunder want to take Dyson Daniels with their second pick, they're going to have to move up if it stays at 12.
They might have to. All right, Moles, so you got 11 for the Knicks.
I'm going to take Mather in here.
Yeah. And
– yeah.
Every single one of my mocks that had the Knicks picking here, Mathurin went there. I think that he'd be perfect for New York, honestly. Makes a lot of sense. God. Okay, so now we've got us at 12. Dyson Daniels gone. I'm picking here. So I didn't mean to do that. My bad. I meant to go to the mock draft to look at players that we have around this range. Sochan might be the pick. I would not take him here personally because Alex knows how I feel about Jeremy Sochan. So we took
Shaden Sharp. Johnny Davis is a weird fit.
Well, we took Shaden Sharp with the first pick, so that was our swing. So I think we'll go a little bit safer here. Yeah, screw it. I think we take Jeremy Sochan at that pick. He gives you defensive versatility. He gives you playmaking. Yeah. He was born in Oklahoma. We probably take him.
I think he is ability, a safe pick.
Ability to guard potentially 1-4 at the next level.
Yeah.
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 I think he's a safe pick. And I think if you're going to make another, you know, if you're going to take another swing, I think the possibility of Usman Jang there kind of starts to creep up.
I think there's a possibility of somebody else too, but we've got four more lottery sims, so let's see if we get it there. All right, so we fell even worse to 6 and 12. All right,
that's good. We need to work this through.
Yeah, let's let Mole start it in this one. Orlando.
Chat goes to Orlando.
Okay, Alex, Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento. I think they pick Paolo.
Makes sense.
Houston. Chris Webber 2.0.
Yep, exactly.
I don't think they pass up on Jabari Smith Jr. personally. So back to Mulford for the Pelicans, who jumped to 4.
I think that they take Sharp. They would swing for the upside with Sharp.
Sad days. Pistons for Alex.
I think you get a backcourt running mate for Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey.
Yeah. So at 6 here, I think the Thunder.
I think this is where it starts to get sad. Like, I think this is where you take somebody like Keegan.
Honestly, I think I'd take AJ Griffin here.
Ooh.
Like, I don't love it, but I think it's between him, Keegan Murray, and Jaden Duren.
Pain.
I think. I like I'm Keegan here, but I think
I'm Keegan also.
All right, well, you guys are overruling me here, so Thunder fans, come at these two. We're taking Keegan Murray at 6 on this one. All right, Moles for Indiana at seven.
I mean, you know who I would take. Like, he was number six on my big board, and that's Durin. But, you know, you had to pick Dylan, so
I'll be quiet. You said with Keegan, so but all right, Moles, who you got Pacers at seven?
See, it's tough because they got Turner. I don't know. I'll go Johnny Davis here. Big Ten guy, a regional thing. I think he is a fit for them.
Yeah.
I think he would play really well with with what they've got going on there with like Halliburton and stuff. So why not? I think that works for them.
Okay. I tend to agree. That's a good pick. Portland for you, Alex.
So we didn't go with Durin at six, right?
No, we won't. Keegan Murray.
So I'm gonna go back with Durin. Yeah. Going to Portland.
Makes sense. Nine, the Spurs. I mean, I guess I'm just. I mean, we're San Antonio, Washington, New York, OKC again. So I think we're resigned to just go with the same order of Mark Williams, Dyson Daniels, Benedict Mathurin, probably Jeremy Sohan.
Probably.
At that point. So, okay. We'll send the next lottery here. So far we've had.
Oh, my God.
So we had Sharp and Sohan, and then we had Keegan and Sohan, and now we go to 7 and 13. Our pick and the Clippers pick drop.
Gosh.
So we're getting a little bit different here. This one, Alex, you start us. Portland jumps to number one.
So if I'm out here picking Durin for them when they're at six or at eight, I'm gonna go ahead and pick Chet Holmgren for them at one.
I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna pick Durin at one too. All right, let's see here. Yeah, Moles, go ahead and give me Charlotte, who jumped to number two, jumped 11 spots to number two.
Paolo, I think.
Yeah, makes sense. With the Pacers, I think I can see either way, but you know what? I'm going to go with Jaden Ivey because hometown guy, an Indiana guy, keep him home. Running mate would – Tyrese Halliburton. Obviously, you got Miles Turner there, so I can see it.
It can be good.
Pistons for Alex.
So they already got Sadiq Bey. You know what? I'm probably gonna go Shaedon Sharpe here.
Really? Okay. I respect it. Moles, at five, you got the Rockets.
Gag. That means Jabari Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm.
is going there.
For sure.
Which we would all, I think, collectively hate.
I would gag ceremoniously. all right, at six, I got the Magic. Oh, God, this is tough. I don't think they go Murray. I don't think they go – I think they go AJ Griffin here. Just because
such a weird team.
They have
Oh my gosh.
Like, really, they want Jaden Ivey. Like, Jaden Ivey or Shaedon Sharpe on this team would be great because they have a lot of guards, a lot of bigs, and really a lot of wings too. But like, if you're looking at their groupings, their guards are the weakest, honestly. With Cole Anthony, RJ Hampton. And you know, obviously you have Jalen Suggs, who struggled a little bit.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, and then Markelle Fultz. But, yeah, I think AJ Griffin, you give him a true wing to play with Franz. And, yeah, I think it makes sense. And that gives Alex number seven.
So here is where I think we would take somebody like like Durin.
Okay, I respect it. I respect it. Yeah, I think it's seven. That's when I can realistically see us taking Durin. If we don't go Keegan Murray. But all right, Moles, the Kings at eight.
I'm gonna go with Mathurin here. Okay. They took Halliburton. I think that they basically use the same logic. So yeah.
you were married to the Halliburton Mathurin not pairing
cop,
dude. Like West Coast, man. Like if you look, a lot of the movement, like the rest of the country, just doesn't watch the West Coast like the West Coast does.
Yeah,
that's it's a just, Halliburton a thing. Halliburton went to Iowa State, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's not. I mean, that's central. I don't know.
Yo, I'm tripping. Why was Stanford in my head? Oh, was that was Zaire Williams?
Yeah, I have no idea. My bad. I was like, hold on, that's Iowa State.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. All right. At
I mean,
nine,
it's not, I mean, it's not like Iowa State is getting a whole bunch of games either. So,
yeah. At nine with the Pelicans, I think the T. Keegan Murray, you get some shooting, some help at the wing with Zion Ingram, C.J. McCollum. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Spurs, Alex.
Can we just go Marky Mark?
Again? Yeah, I think Mark Williams makes sense at the Spurs. As we've said many times. Moles, Wizards, do you think they take Dyson Daniels?
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. Dyson Daniels would have been a great pick there.
Change it up. We've had Mark Williams at the Spurs too much.
Johnny Davis? Did we do Davis yet?
Yeah.
Not in this one. No, we haven't. Okay, so yeah. Dyson Daniels went Spurs. Johnny Davis goes Wizards. Cool. All right, New York Knicks. Now that Mathurin's gone, that's tough. You know, I can see him go Mark Williams just because Mitch Robinson is a free agent this year. They need to get somebody else to fortify the middle. So I can see them taking Mark Williams here. And that takes us back to Alex at pick 13. And whatever you say, I want to voice my opinion on this as well. So go ahead.
So at 13, so if we took Durin at 7, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go crazy here.
Oh, I know who you're gonna say.
I'm gonna go peanut butter jelly here. I'm gonna go Patrick Baldwin Jr.
That's not who I thought you was gonna say, but that's exactly who I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Patrick Baldwin Jr. because if you're gonna have a guy like Durin, what better way to package him as a rookie with a guy that is 6'10 and can shoot, you know, can shoot the ball. So
theoretically.
This is completely assuming that he's been put through workout after workout after workout, and you know, that funk from the season kind of is off of him, and you see kind of like the real possible player that you can get out there. So I think Patrick Baldwin Jr. I mean, hell, at 13, you know, you're not – you are either going for best fit or you're going for BPA. And I think in this situation, Patrick Baldwin Jr. probably takes the title of both of those things. So I go with PBJ.
And it's like I said before, like, you know, that it goes back to the flexibility of the picks. Like, I feel like – if you go safe early, and I feel like Durin's a safe pick, especially at number 7, then you have the freedom to kind of take a swing a little bit later. And Moles, I know you're sour on this because you was talking about, you know, PBJ being like a lower pick, and I understand your concern on that with everything, but like Corey talked about a couple weeks ago, he brought up this comparison and I can't get it out of my head now. Like Zaire Williams was a guy that was highly touted, you know, going into college, and he went in and, you know, for whatever reason, he just couldn't get it together at Stanford and, you know, show, you know, what, you know, people thought he had. And then
they were like in a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's
like
a hotel.
COVID really like threw all of it off for a loop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And going into the draft, he was a guy that's projected, you know, like mid-20s, late-20s in the draft, and then the Grizzlies traded up before the draft and took him at number 10. And a lot of people thought that was a reach. A lot of people thought that was crazy. And now you see him as a key piece in the rotation I mean, not even just rotation, but like he closes for the Grizzlies a lot of time. A guy that can, you know, provide defense, provide shooting, provide a release valve for Ja and co. So, you know, the same thing with Patrick Baldwin Jr. He went to a situation that was weird. Everybody thought was weird. Everybody probably told him he was weird, but he did it anyways. You know, it was weird, but it was admirable because he wanted to go play for his dad. It didn't go the way he wanted to go. He had to battle injuries. He had to battle, you know, just a lackluster teammate, like all the attention being on him. It didn't make a lot of sense. He struggled mightily. He's actually entered the transfer portal. If for whatever reason he doesn't like where he's being drafted, he can come back to college and he's probably going to go somewhere else to try to rehab his draft position. But, you know, like I said with Shaedon Sharpe before, like this, if there's a guy, if there's a GM in the league that will take a swing on a player like this, I think it's Presti.
I understand.
Who did you think I was going to draft? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Matty.
I thought you was gonna say Leonard Miller again because you're stuck.
Oh no.
No. All right, man. So hey, we've got Sharp, Sochan. So God, I keep saying Sochan. Sochan. We got Sharp and Sochan. Who'd we get on the second? Oh, Keegan Murray and Sochan. And then on this one we got Jalen Duren and Patrick Baldwin Jr. Okay, so two more real quick.
Can we get good at least? Oh my six god.
6 and 12 again.
We've already done 6 and 12. Let's do another one.
Oh, there we
go. There we go.
Number one pick. And I'm gonna go ahead and start it out because I've let you guys do the number one the past couple of times. I'm going back to Chet. Like, even though Powell's number one on my board, I think that Chet makes sense on this team, and I think that he's a very thundery pick. I think he's the type of guy that Presti would fall in love with. And if we get number one, barring something crazy happening, I think he's the pick.
Agreed.
All right.
Yep.
And I'm going to go to Moles. Moles, pick for the Pacers at 2.
Pacers take Paolo.
Okay. Alex, Detroit at 3.
Jaden Ivey.
Okay. That leaves Jabari Smith Jr. going to Portland. And going back to Moles for the Rockets.
Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, this is my thing. Like, I think when you get to 5, it kind of comes down to Sharpe and AJ Griffin, especially for the Rockets. I kept putting AJ Griffin because I think that the Rockets need more of a true wing. Like, they lack a true wing on their team. And, like, you know, Sharpe, you know, like I said, he has the measurables to be a wing. But, like, right now he is kind of a guard. So I could see either way, but you know, it's your pick, man. You take Shaedon Sharpe.
I think that their owner is going to sell him as a star. It's a lot easier to sell Sharpe as a star than Griffin, I think. Anyway. Man,
you got friggin' Jalen Green and Shaedon Sharpe out there. Just banging on dudes and dropping 30 points a night. I like it. Actually, I don't like it, but you know what I mean.
While allowing 130 points tonight.
Yes, sir. All right, Alex, with the Magic at 6.
So Magic at 6. I'm taking Adrian Griffin or AJGJR.
AJGJ. AJGJ. All right. AJGJ,
yeah.
The Kings, I think, are going to be taking Keegan Murray.
Rest in peace, Keegan.
Yeah, we're sorry, Keegan. Moles with the Pelicans pick.
I think they go Sochan here. Just a guy that can help.
Thank you.
With wing defense. Maybe go lock down the other team's best wing player alongside Herb.
Yeah.
So they have two good perimeter defenders, and it kind of allows Ingram to do his thing.
Yeah, that'd be wild, man. And thank you for taking him so he doesn't fall to OKC again. All right, Roy, get number 9, Spurs.
You know what? I'll take Johnny Davis here.
Okay. like it. We're switching up a little bit. Well, this takes us to number 10 with the Wizards, and I think they take Jalen Duren. I think that they would like a big guy to kind of replace what Thomas Bryant brought. I believe he's a free agent this year. But, yeah, I could see them going Duren or Williams here. I think either one would fit seamlessly, but Duren's the guy with the highest upside, so I'm going to give him Duren. And Moles with the Knicks.
I'm going to do a curveball. I'm going to go Jaden Hardy.
Okay. Ooh. I like it, and I think it makes sense, honestly.
I do like it.
Man, that wasn't a curveball, bro. That was a screwball. I was not ready for that. All right, Alex, at 12, who did the Thunder take?
They take Leonard Miller.
No, Alex.
Dyson Daniels. Dyson Daniels.
Yes. Yes. Good man.
Oh, my gosh. Dyson Daniels and Chet Holmgren. That would be woof. I mean, we had a pretty good defense as it was without, like, those guys. Like, we get those guys, and I think we're knocking at, like, a
top five defense.
Top five consistently. Yeah, exactly.
What do we do with Dort in that scenario?
You throw him out there too, man. You throw Dyson and Dort out there, like, frick, any duo, any ball handling duo, like, bye. You're done.
Okay, so I think this opens up a great discussion. Like, I honestly think this is shaping up to be like Lou Dort is this Thunder iteration's version of Jeff Green.
Yeah.
I know we have a love for Lou Dort, and you know, he kind of embodies all the different characteristics that like a fan base like Oklahoma City would love. You know, just a guy that's out there, blue collar guy that he came out of nowhere. You know, he was undrafted and he's out here, you know, scoring 17, 18 points a game. You know, he gives his all every game. He plays a lot like, you know, a guy we loved in Russell Westbrook as far as, you know, putting it all out there on the floor. But I think – so there's two things coming to play here is, I think, his contract situation where we can only offer him – $13 million a year. And if another team sees him and sees that two-way potential and says, hey, we'll give him $15 million a year, he's gone. He's gone without us getting anything back for him. Like, so, yeah, I don't think Lou Dort is long for this team is what I'm trying to say. As far as whenever we start making the playoffs, I don't think he'll be here.
So yeah. Trade deadline, is he gone?
Man, he could possibly like here's the thing, like if he's putting up 18, 19 points a game and shooting 35% from three while still being out there, you know, doing pretty good defense, I think we trade him to try to extract as much value as we can from him because he's not gonna stay for $13 million.
And this is barring we draft Dyson Daniels and Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, exactly.
But imagine you have Dort to guard your guards, you have Dyson to guard your wings, and you have Chet down low on the inside. Like, that would just be ridiculous.
I mean, that would murderous row as far as like defense.
I love that scenario, but and I said in the article like,
but it could be murderous row for us on offense too. So
we're gonna lose every game like 86-90.
I don't think so. I think Dyson, I think they both provide like a lot offensively, just not like volume scoring. And for that, you have Shea. For that, you have Trey. Like you have other guys that, you know, fill that role. And I don't think Chet's a slouch offensively. I think that he's going to get his. I think he can get 18, 19 points a game. Dyson. Maybe he could average like 10, 11 points. Like, you know, they're not going to be a zero in offense. Alex, come on now. All right. Our last lottery. What? Please give us something fun. Give us something like two top seven.
Give us the Clippers picks. In the top four.
Yes. Yes, I need that. Ready? We already did 7.
12. Yeah.
We already did 1 and 12. 4 and 12.
Just keep going until we get the Clippers to come up, just because I want.
Hey, oh, there we go. There we go.
Everybody send Matty Mills a thank you in his inbox.
Oh, nice.
To go one more. All right. So I did number one last. I can't remember who did. Okay, we'll let Moles have Houston at number one first.
Chet Holmgren.
Okay, Chet Holmgren. I'm going to go ahead and just say Paolo Banchero. Welcome to the Oklahoma City
Oklahoma Thunder. City at 2, by the way, since y'all can't see. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oklahoma City Thunder is at 2. We will take Paolo Banchero. Thank you very much. And Alex, the Kangs.
I think the Kangs. This is kind of difficult. I don't know. Like, Jabari Smith would give them shooting. But I think Jaden Ivey, they may look at him with star-crossed eyes as far as like, ooh, this guy could be like a Ja Morant to pair with De'Aaron Fox. So, you know what? In order to complicate things, I'm going to go ahead and take Jabari Smith Jr. here.
Okay. And, guys, since this is the last one, you know, we'll let Moles pick first, but let's kind of all go around and say who we think they would take at 4 here, given we have Paolo and the other two big three are off the board. So, Moles, without further ado, sir.
I know what my board says, but we already have picked a player. I'm going to continue to go upside. I'm going with Sharp at 4.
Yes, I also go Shaden Sharp there.
And this is where, yeah, this is where I would definitely take Leonard Miller.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
No, I would take Shaden Sharp.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how incredible of a position would this be? Two top four picks.
Oh, that would be so lovely. And honestly, it would be like, okay, so let's talk about it. Let's you know. Down the dunk, they have this beer that they came out with called Dream Scenario. So the Dream Scenario for the Thunder shout out to them. Dream Scenario for the Thunder has always been, hey, now that we got this Clippers pick in the lottery at 12, you know, we have the possibility of moving up. And let's say, you know, I'm not talking about like ultimate Dream Scenario of 1 and 2, but if we get like something like this 2 and 4, like how high do you think the possibility is that 4, we say, hey, let's move down to 6 or 7, pick up an asset for 23, and then still probably get a guy that we want at 6 or 7. Like, I think that's extremely high.
I also think it's I see where your head's at, but I think that we can pull a move we did last year and just trade out of this draft into next year's draft. Maybe even pick up 2 picks for next year's draft.
So you would pick like, so like you would trade Paolo, both of the picks?
No. I'm saying like take Paolo at 2, and then trade like pick 4, or if you really like, if you really want to make sure you're in good position next year, trade the number 2 pick, take Sharp at 4, but trade the number 2 pick for like
a lot,
like maybe I'm trying to think of a team. Like maybe the Magic or the Pistons, like one
or
like,
the Kings.
Yeah, like you know their pick next year or something like that,
and have it be unprotected.
And like another, maybe not like unprotected, but you know like top 3 protected or something like that. Because
you got it.
Because you're not trying to get Wimby with their pick. What you're trying to do is get your pick high enough that if it's not there, that their pick plus your pick plus additional assets could maybe get you to move up.
I think unless Scoot is absolutely bananas, it's going to be really hard to get a team to trade out of one whoever gets number one is like, nobody was going to tell New Orleans, hey, take this offer for Zion, right? Like, they're just taking him. Wemby's been that dude for like the last 3 years. Like, everybody's kind of had him circled as like, man, 2023, that's the next like Kevin Durant type of player to hit the NBA. I don't know. Like, obviously, if we've had anything, like we've got more than anybody else to offer, but it's got to be an unprotected pick at that point, because we're already a top four pick in this scenario. Like, you got to be able to have some type of upside, and there's no guarantee of it. So, yeah, I don't know. You got to have the upside that you can get him at least.
Listen, if you could get an unprotected pick from a team that's going to finish bottom four next year, like, you snatch that crap. That's
yeah, you can. 100%. Yeah. Especially in that scenario. Orlando, Sacramento, possibly even Detroit. What, we own their pick, right? It's just heavily protected, so we get them to like unprotect it.
Yeah.
That was part of the Houston trade.
Yeah, that is true. You could ask them to remove the protections as part of the deal.
And then they get their second star to go, because in this scenario, Detroit dropped down to 6. And so maybe they get their guy. I don't know. Options for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, man. Like, I mean, you know, like I said, like, I can't stress enough, but having two picks in the lottery gives you so much flexibility. Like, it was so important for the Pelicans to beat the Clippers, because, you know, not that it jumped 3 spots. Like, it's awesome to jump 3 spots, but it's that it jumped from 15 into the lottery. Because at that 12 spot, you could end up 12, 13, or 14, but you also have, I think, I calculate, you have a 7.2% chance to jump in the top 4, like, combined. Like, that's how much a percentage chance you have. But that's not 0. And that is so important.
I want to say like 12 is the most likely.
Yeah, 12 is like 87 something.
And the second most likely outcome is that it's a top 4 pick. And then the third most likely outcome is pick 13. Yeah, 86.1% chance that it's pick 12. The second most likely outcome is that it's a top 4 pick.
Yep. And then third's 13.
So it's big time.
Yep. Hey, that's a great way to look at it. I enjoy it a lot. And then you go up here. While we're looking at the pick odds, why not? You know, obviously, our highest percentage is pick 6. Second highest is 7. And then from there, our third highest is 1, fourth is 2, third is 3. Wait, that's the third is 3, fifth is 3, 6 is 4, and then 5, and then 8. It's really weird how the odds work.
Or you could say collectively, our number 1 scenario is top 4 pick, our number 2 scenario is pick 6.
Yeah, well, there's a much greater percentage that we had a top 4 pick than pick 6.
Right.
At least theoretically by our math and calculations. But hey, we're going to have a pick odd expert, you know, talking about transition. We're going to have a pick odd expert coming on next Saturday. Tyler Carroll at Tyler Carroll 12, the guy who does all the lottery simulations. Did last year, which let us know that we've got the second worst possible scenario that we possibly could from the lottery. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know that, Tyler. And, but yeah, he's going to walk through, you know, what's gloom and doom, what's good, you know, what chances we have of really striking gold here. So definitely keep her out for that. We also have at Draft Film School, who's also part of New Ceilings, Alex will be joining us on Wednesday of next week, so stay tuned for that. And then after the Tower pod, we will be having a live podcast on the night of the lottery. We'll probably start about 30 minutes before lottery, give our predictions and talk about what we think is going to happen in the lottery, and then, you know, we'll have all live reactions for when our picks are, you know, set in stone, and then we'll stay on for probably about 30, 45 minutes to an hour, and, you know, just talk about what we can do with the information that we know. So we'll be doing that on Twitter Spaces. So
many libations will be in hand that day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, we'll be on Twitter Spaces, so everybody can join in with us. You know, maybe even after the lottery, we can have some of you guys come on and express your opinions as well. So a lot of cool stuff coming up. And then right after the lottery, Mavs draft will be coming on the pod to kind of give his reaction. You know, he's a Mavs fan, but he's also a Magic fan. So they're in better position in the lottery percentage-wise than we are. So kind of give his perspective on what he thinks the Magic will do as well as the Thunder. And, yeah, man, you know, keep it here for the best draft coverage in Thunder podcasting nation, as said by myself. So, guys.
And 4 out of 5, Dennis.
Hey, there you go. But, guys, it is 1 o'clock in the morning here in Kentucky. I'm tired. That's why I started saying numbers in random succession. So, it's time to take this pod to a close. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for all the support. Hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
thunder up. Thunder up.
Thunder up.
Yeah. Leonard Miller, y'all.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.